Welcome to Life with Bethancourt, where life is always interesting.
We sold everything to live on the road full time,
despite having zero experience.
Now we bring you lessons, laughs, and stories from the road.
Buckle in for an entertaining ride. Welcome back to another episode of Life with Bethancourt. I'm Beth.
I'm Court.
And today, we are talking about making sense of the craziness in the world right now.
Yeah, that's probably the best way to describe it. Yeah. I was wondering what title you were going to come up with.
Basically just that.
Yeah.
And I will give a disclaimer that this is not an episode about politics. This is an episode about humanity. This is just purely where our hearts have been with the news lately. So mainly the things that are on my mind, and you can add if you'd like.
I'll just buckle in. It'll be the best show.
So obviously, Russia's invasion of Ukraine devastated us just from a human standpoint. Also, Florida's technically named parental rights in education bill and Texas, their move by Governor Abbott to investigate families of trans children. And most recently, scientists' bleakest report on human livability on the earth. So, you know, just very light things all happening at once.
Yeah. It makes you wonder if this has always been prevalent, but now we're more aware of it because of social media. Because like back home in Michigan, if you don't have social media, you would have to hear through the grapevine what's going on in Florida. So I think that's just something interesting to reflect on. And I think that like social media can be so heavy and so terrible for your mental health. And so it's important to be mindful of that. But then also like, I'm also grateful, even though some of the things are heavy, that I have awareness about it, because then we can look at what we can do to make a difference. And you and I were talking our walk this morning, like sometimes that's even a crapshoot because you're like, I am trying not to use plastic bags to save the planet. But why the fuck does it matter if no one else fucking cares about the plastic bags? Like, maybe I just want to use a plastic bag. And so I think it's important to know it's a double-edged sword. Like, we know a lot more than we used to, but also that comes with responsibility, I think.
Yeah, and I think part of it is just, like, I don't know, just acknowledging the human condition in all of this, right? Like, with the invasion of Ukraine, right? Like, I don't have a solution. I'm not looking to give solutions for what's happening. I'm not looking to give my opinion, which would be ill-suited anyway, because I have no business making any decisions at that level of like what the U.S. should be doing in this situation. What we're talking about today is just like the human toll of, you know, when we were reading the headlines when Russia first attacked Ukraine, I actually cried because when you think about like truly put yourself in the Ukrainians' position, truly just think about, we were at the time we were at a campground that had, that was near an airport, and they had airplanes going overhead all the time.
Sirens.
Yeah. And I said, imagine though, right? The planes, are they unsettling in the middle of the night? Yeah. It's kind of annoying to try to go to sleep with them, trains, all of that. But imagine that when you hear that plane,
coming, you don't know if it's coming to bomb you.
Coming shortly after hearing the plane, there might be a missile launched into your apartment building.
Yeah. And I think that to your point, like what this is an invitation to really sink into empathy and compassion. I love that you said there's not always a solution for everything, but I think awareness is huge and just like really sinking into how that feels. And quite honestly, like back to the airplane and the sirens, like we didn't feel safe hearing that in our camper, but that was on a very minor scale compared to what the people in Ukraine, and not only the people in Ukraine, but there are people in Russia who don't want this to happen, and they're protesting and they're trying to stop the Russian military saying, please don't do this, because it's not just going to affect Ukraine. It's also going to affect the people of Russia.
Yeah. And it is already.
Yeah.
And so I guess like really just today we're taking the time to, I guess, walk that empathy journey together, right? So like what is it like? So when for us, it's just a headline that says Ukrainians are sheltering in bomb shelters in their subway. But truly think about this, okay? Truly think about what it would be like to pack a small bag, go to this
if
bomb
you have time.
If you have time, go to this bomb shelter and think about, like, you don't know how long you're going to be there. Mm-hmm. You don't know if you're even safe there. And on top of it, what about bathrooms? Where are all these people going to the bathroom? Where are they getting food? Where are they getting clean water? Where are they getting electricity?
And what about children and pets?
And what if you take care of an elderly loved one? Uh-huh. I mean, what if you have a two-year-old that you are trying to entertain and keep quiet and calm in a bomb shelter for days? Mm-hmm. I mean, like, this is when you look at these headlines, there are real people behind them. Mm-hmm. And I'll say, you know, social media is quick to make a punchline of things. And you and I like to watch what I call the funnies.
Yeah, I don't know what they're actually called.
So we like to watch the late night shows, just clips on YouTube and whatnot. And even those were too soon for us. We're like,
it was extremely tone deaf.
It was in poor taste. Mm-hmm. You know, we're over here safe and sound making punchlines when they're quite literally sheltering in place, hoping to come out alive. And even if they come out alive, your home could be gone. Your business that you have worked so hard to build your whole life could be destroyed. The city you live in could be destroyed. Nothing's going to be normal for months, if not years, if you're safe. Yeah. If you're not, if the Russians truly do take over, you're in for a wild, wild ride.
Yeah.
And you know, just taking the time to be a human right now. This isn't about criticizing the political moves of each country. This isn't about jumping on a side, even in America. This is not about right and left. This is about human life. This is about human loss. This is about human sacrifice. And right now we're seeing something in Ukraine that in history books is going to be super heroic to read about, but it's horrifying. Mm-hmm. Like, they have a volunteer military right now.
Yeah.
Right? Like, yes, they have their trained military, but they're already target number one. Mm-hmm. And now you have people who have never used these weapons before. They're handing out weapons so that they can defend their home, defend their families. And just to understand, to truly put yourself in their position and understand what it would feel like, the horror, the despair, the hopelessness, when you realize I either need to take up arms and fight for my life, fight for my country, or I need to flee, right? Because even if you hide, well, what happens?
When they find you.
When they find you. What happens if your country doesn't win the war? Mm-hmm. It's just, when you think about what's happening right now, it's truly, truly heartbreaking. And I guess we just want to bring, you know, kind of that awareness. And also, at the same time, you know, I've read several headlines that have brought hope and pride when you think about how humanity is coming together, right? So, like, the Russians on the other side, the Russians don't want this. Putin wants this. And so these Russians are being threatened with their own lives, that they'll be destroyed if they step out against their own government. And yet, to date, 6,000 of them have been arrested. And now you think about that again. Just think about it. It's easy to just pass it by. It's easy to just say it's a stat, it's a headline. But truly think where you are right now in your warm, safe, comfortable home. Would you leave and take to the streets knowing that you would be physically accosted, thrown in prison, and probably in prison for at a minimum 2 to 3 years?
Yeah. And I think this just goes back to, like, proximity, right? Like, so it's really easy to look at the headlines and be like, oh my gosh, that's so sad. That's so terrible. But, like, we've never experienced that firsthand. It feels so surreal. Like, I had this image of people in World War One, World War Two. I don't know when the radio was invented, but that's fine. But I just pictured, like, I had this flashback of time of how when wars happened prior, literally you would sit around the radio and be like, I can't believe this is happening. And you're trying to hear what's going to happen next. And I just had that flash of, like, that's real life right now. Like, 2022 is a podcast, but, like, that's what's happening.
Yeah. I mean, when you think about it, it feels big right now, but it is big.
Yeah.
This is the largest invasion of a European country by a neighboring country since World War II. And so it really is a big deal. And I guess, you know, there's not, it feels like there's not a whole lot we can do from such a far place away. But I think it's really heartening to see how many countries really have come out to support Ukraine, and even mm-hmm. just the surrounding countries saying, come to us. We will welcome you with open arms. We'll shelter you. I think that shows the connection of humanity. And then the fact that how many countries around the world have mm-hmm. so quickly jumped on the sanctions.
Yeah.
And even fucking Switzerland jumped in on sanctions.
Yeah.
Switzerland is synonymous with neutrality. And even Switzerland was like, Russia, bruh, not cool.
Well, because I think like we all feel in a sense like we're in 2022 and it feels like we're going back in time.
Yeah,
like,
it's bizarre.
Why? How did we get here? Why are we here? But I also think it's important to acknowledge like from a human aspect that we are so far removed that there's going to be waves of this, right? Like there's going to be days where you want to listen to everything, you mm-hmm. want to know what's going on, you want an update. There are going to be days where it feels hopeless and yes. it's overwhelming and you need to just like turn off social media. And that doesn't mean you're a bad person, that means you're human. And for people who are empathetic, you can only take so much of that
right.
at once, and you have to recharge and say, okay, I need to just pause. And so I think it's just going to be an interesting journey for all of us. So all of that to say, like, you're just going to go through waves as we all process this on a global scale, and that's okay.
Yeah, definitely. It's a really good time to practice being socially aware. It's not that everything should be doom and gloom in everything that we're posting right now, but for me, I'm struck by what would this feel like if I were in a bomb shelter right now, hoping that my life will be spared, hoping that we will not be taken over by a brutal regime.
Mm-hmm.
How would I feel? Yes, we need to also spread messages of hope
mm-hmm.
and peace and encouragement and inspiration, but also like just check yourself, like put yourself in someone else's shoes and be like, if I were in a bomb shelter right now, would I be receptive to this kind of message? And as best we can, just not being tone deaf for those who are actually in these situations right now.
Yeah. And I actually saw a post that was directed at content creators specifically of saying like a lot of us feel compelled to say something. A lot of us want to say something, but we're not sure what the right thing to say is. And like, so there's this confliction, because when you have a platform, like you have a responsibility, right? Like mm-hmm. to an extent to address things that are going on, to talk about it. Some people choose not to, but for us specifically, and I know other content creators, it's important to be authentic to what's going on in the world. And so the post did a really great job of saying like, whatever feels right for you. So if mm-hmm. it feels right to speak out about it, which we did last Friday on mm-hmm. our social platform, and that was like the first time we've really come out and addressed anything remotely political. And again, we approached it from a space of like, this is about humanity.
Right.
And so if that feels right, do that. If it feels right to not say anything, you know, don't say anything. So it's just this really tough, what's the right thing, what's the wrong thing? And I think you hit the nail on the head of like having empathy and awareness. So like awareness right. first, empathy second, and like putting yourself in their shoes of like, how would this make me feel, you know?
Yeah. And I mean, even just like jokes right now, you know, like it's too soon or we're in the thick of it. Like this is not, we're not at a place where we're past it enough.
Again, to your point, the late show hosts that we're watching are American. So for them to make a joke about it, it's an extremely poor taste, because you are not in a bunker right now. You did not
exactly.
just have someone you killed, loved. You are not ripped away from your family. And so I think, you know, I'm sure some people would say you're too sensitive. I've been told I'm sensitive my entire life since I was 3 years old. And I was conditioned to believe that was a weakness mm-hmm. and that, you know, you're too serious. You take things too seriously. But the truth is, I have no shame in my level of empathy and compassion. Mm-hmm. And that is not something I want to change about myself. In fact, that's something I love about myself, is that in situations like this, I will cry because it feels so sad and it's so intense. And so I would challenge anyone that says like you're too sensitive to actually take a look in the mirror and figure out how you could have some more awareness.
Well, but also like human connection is what allows you to connect to others for better or for worse, right? So mm-hmm. right now you and I are connecting very strongly and feeling the heartbreak for those who are going through this on both the Ukrainian and the Russian sides. The people in both countries, mm-hmm. you and I are feeling it deeply. But on the other side of that, that connection and empathy is what allows us to rejoice with people, and mm-hmm. it allows us to truly celebrate with people and to feel the wins the way that others feel them. So you get the good with the bad, right? You can't connect with people only in joyful times and then right. when they're going through the heartbreak and the darkest times, disconnect and be like, well, I don't want to be seen as sensitive, so I'm going to disengage and not feel this with you. Like, I think that it's a superpower in many ways. And I love that you're as empathetic as you are as well.
Thanks.
That's all for this time. Thanks for joining us. And we would love it if you would come join us over on social, on Instagram, TikTok, or YouTube. And if you're looking for RV-specific tips and tricks, head over to lifewithbethancourt.com, where we have lots of blog articles. We also have a two-week email sequence that will take you through what we think are the essentials as you consider or get started in this lifestyle. So until next time, friends, keep building your best life.
Bye, guys.